Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters. Pleasure to have you with us today, and also a terrific pleasure to have our very special guest, author Kathy Baldwin of Rise Up Coaching, joining us here on the program. She's an acclaimed author, speaker, and coach whose work all focuses on the same subject, rising up from the pain, trauma, and challenges that keep us from being whole, empowered, and successful. This is one reason her business is named Rise Up Coaching. Kathy shares her journey in speeches and books, such as the new release, Unlearn the Crap About Personal Success and Empowerment, shattering of what it takes to become the real you. This inspirational book provides a roadmap to overcoming self-doubt and trauma and building a more abundant life. Kathy says that often we don't adequately process trauma and stress through our lymphatic system, and it can alter our biochemistry and create disease. Once we learn about the quantum energy field, it can all be released or transmuted. It's also important to rewire our brains to generate new, more positive beliefs. As a coach, she helps people acknowledge their unprocessed trauma and cut the ties to anything that is disempowering. It guides them to understand the signals from their body and make a wise decision on what to do next. Some of her teaching is based on the universal laws of attraction, but Kathy notes that no one combines this with energy healing and empowerment, those tools, quite the way she does. Kathy helps people realize that we can create ourselves and our futures. We can create a new chapter and a new identity as well. Finding the transition point, and then wow. Second puberty, she says. Done with the past phrase on what I want next. Only this time, prepared for it. It's my pleasure to welcome her live to Close Up Radio, coming to us from Ontario, Canada. Here is Kathy Baldwin. Kathy, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a real pleasure to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me. I've been looking forward to this conversation.
I have as well, and it's a real pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for taking the time, and I look forward to the next uninterrupted 30 minutes of great, impactful conversation. You know, I like to humanize our guests before we even get into the nuts and bolts of what they do and how they do it. How did you realize, and what were some of those moments on your inspirational journey that pointed you in the direction of wanting to go into coaching?
Well, I've always really been a coach, but it was more in the corporate side of world and sales development. I'm a true believer in personal development, and I've been studying with under about 100 different coaches for about the last 40 years. So it's just a natural transition for me.
That's terrific. Tell us about your role as an executive coach, facilitator, and speaker.
Well, I like to be able to help people find their way from their total disempowered self. Usually it ends up in disease, stress, burnout. Do you know that 90% of our diseases originate from stress and inflammation? And so it's really important that we don't keep it as a badge of honor and we see it as the sign that it is, that we are out of alignment with ourselves, with our body, and probably even with the true purpose of our own lives.
That's incredible. Why is value-based leadership critical for a better world? Maybe you can expand on that a little bit longer.
Well, values are what we use as our bumpers for our life in the world. When we don't have our value system, we could easily get lost, especially in today's day and world where there are so many different expectations coming at us from society, from our workplace, from our families. And we're in the middle of a transition of changing between old norms and old information into the new. So without having your values clear, we are going to create disease.
Can you share how you were, you know, this into the level of inspiration to actually write a book about it? Which I think is great. Congratulations. Being a published author is an exciting thing.
Thank you. Well, after I had my breakdown and I had to heal myself because the medical system only offered what I call pills and platitudes, our medical system is designed for medicine or disease. It's not meant for healing. And after 30 years of suffering with adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, and my body being in constant pain, when I had my breakdown, I realized that I needed to create something different. And after I did that, it became so clear that what I had been suffering with was societal. And how could I keep this information of getting to the root cause, having my own healing, and then keeping it to myself? The book just was a natural progression.
In your expert opinion, what are the qualities of a great leader?
Empathy, as well as leadership. But really the most important thing, I believe, is when we're aligned with ourselves, then we are definitely following the path of what our best self is. If we're trying to be something that our employers expect of us or what we believe our role is, instead of just leading authentically, again, I think there's a lot of issues that come up, a lot of micromanaging, a lot of ego issues that get into it when we're not aligned with ourselves.
Could you give us some examples of that?
Sure. One of the occasions that I worked for somebody, actually it was the last time that I left working as an employee, the employer had one idea of what he wanted to see happen, but yet he was so fearful and so afraid that anyone could not do things as well as he did that he became abusive to all of the employees and created chaos within the whole organization. It affected the customers, it affected the suppliers, it affected everything and everybody. Whereas if he had felt in alignment with who he was and able to trust, then he could have led rather than trying to micromanage.
Mm. That's a great example of it in action. Wow. You know, the book, going back to the book a little bit, do you have a reader in mind? Was it designed for a specific reader? And what do you hope people gain from reading the book?
What I planned when I wrote the book was that we unlearn what we've been told was what we are required to do and be. We're in a transition period right now. I think we're in such a huge paradigm shift where AI and computers are coming in and they're going to be replacing a lot of what we think of as labor jobs or repetitive tasks. And so being able to clear out past traumas, release disempowering beliefs, and really understand how we can drive our own destiny and step into the full expansion of what the human life is supposed to be about is what I wanted to achieve. I also want to make sure, like I said, that when we know that stress is affecting the majority of people and it is causing diseases, that it's really important that we become in alignment and integrity with our own self. And so this book, Unlearn the Crap, teaches people what they need to know about their own body language, their energy systems, and how you can actually reprogram your own body and brain to be what you want it to be, not how it just evolved.
I know a big mission for you through all of the work that you do is enhancing human relationships. Why is that important to you? Why is that such a tremendous focus of your incredible work?
Well, there is nothing more important than the human experience. We're here to have a purpose. We're part of an energetic quantum physics world where we're all interconnected. If we're not living in community and in relationship with each other, we're isolated. And when we're isolated, every part of our body system is screaming about survival, and that's where stress comes in. Our brain and our body is wired to be alive and safe. And if there's anything that connects with our brain or body that says you're out of our safety, you're out of your automatic pilot, which 95% of our actions are done on autopilot, then we are not going to be able to connect and be the best of ourselves. And I believe that that's where fear and war and anger and all those really low vibrating emotions are coming out. And I think we've had enough of it.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Would you say all leaders need a coach? I know even coaches have coaches.
Absolutely. I believe everybody needs a coach. And the reason I believe that is because when the Industrial Revolution came about, we left our communities. We left our tribe, our support systems, where we had built-in mentors. We had our built-in elders, and they guided us and helped us find our individual place. And we were taught what we needed to know. When the Industrial Revolution came, people were taken out of their communities. They were put through school systems that were based on conformity. And now we have this expectation that we're all supposed to know already what we need to know. And if we don't know it, there's something wrong with us. And that is a message that I believe really needs to be undone and unlearned, because that is not the way human beings are built. That's not how our survival was meant to be. So
right,
if we're
exactly.
going to... Yeah, if we're going to rise up and be the best version of ourselves, then we need somebody who has that bird's eye view, somebody who can see clearly and help guide us and be the person who has walked the path before us. There is no successful person, athlete, musician, any of these, art, anybody who has accomplished their greatest abilities without a coach to guide them.
It's so very, very important. Absolutely. what would you say to somebody who's listening who says, oh, I can do this myself. I'm good. I don't need help. I'm helping others. I don't know I'm good. You know, maybe they're just somebody who doesn't reach out for help, or it's a family trait not to raise your hand in class. What would you say to that person, even though maybe deep inside they know they could use it?
Well, let me share one of the reasons why I do what I do. My mother was the most amazing woman I've ever met in my life. From outside, she had it all. She had a successful corporate career, beautiful home, friends, family, travel. I mean, she just had what you would look at and say was the perfect life. Unfortunately, she suffered a lot of depression from not being who she really wanted and knew she could be. And she died early. And when she died, one of the last things she said to me, I'll never forget these exact words, were, Kathy, you don't understand. I could have been somebody. And so if we're living in that place of fear, of stepping out, of being our greatest self, that keeps us stuck, and it's in our inner body that we know there's more. We know we have a gift. We know it. We can feel it. It's calling for us. But there's so many pressures on the outside of us that my greatest fear is to die with the words that my mother had.
And a lot of people, you know, they look back later in life with these regrets. And then sometimes when they say those kinds of things, they're also forgetting about the people who love them that are around them, the treasures they already have, the things that they have, love and blessing and joy that others don't have at all. And they lose sight of that, being reminded of what they have and who is there to love them love, is incredibly important. It isn't always about getting the brass ring. It's about you trying to get that brass ring if that's what you want, but not losing sight of the things that you already have along the way in your life, right?
Absolutely. But I'm going to add to that in the fact that I believe that we have been told to keep our nose to the grindstone, stop daydreaming, you know, do what you have to do right now. And nobody's ever really told us that the language that our body speaks to us, the language that our soul speaks to us, is in our dreams. And it is in the aspirations. And it might come out as superficial, like a car or a mansion or whatever, but it is never that end goal that our body is pushing us towards, our heart and soul is pushing us towards. It's about getting on that path that is going to lead us in the direction that will achieve those physical manifestations, but it's who we become and who we meet and who we help and what gifts we leave this world with.
That's the bottom line to it all. Very true about the daydreaming. That's been sort of stripped out of society. It's all about next and now and 6-second TikTok videos and how many likes and follows you have and all this nonsense, superficial stuff. And it's really changed how we think, operate, what we strive for, what we want, what we think is important, what we think is valuable. And all of that has actually pushed aside some really quality, credible, beautiful things in our lives, considered old-fashioned, past tense. Oh, that takes too long. Oh, that's not of today. And I think that's very unfortunate.
I totally agree. I believe that that started again in the Industrial Revolution when we came up with conformity and that machine-made was more important than craftsmanship, where perfection was seen as flat and blank like plastic, where we have lost the ability to see the joy in laugh lines or the beauty of solid wood or the artists that speaks from their soul and the music. We're getting into a place that I believe that's changing. There's a big rise that I'm seeing that's coming out in people where they're missing, they're longing, they know they feel empty, and they know that their life is almost plastic. And so we're seeing things like sourdough making is becoming a huge thing. People writing their own books, people getting together and creating these anthologies where we're sharing our experiences, and it's becoming safe to be vulnerable and safe and strong to step into who we truly are. I believe with all of my heart and soul that we are moving away from power and control into a place where we can rise up and step into the best versions of ourselves and bring the world with us. Because I think we're here to create and to give back.
And then there's AI, but that's a whole other show.
Well, no, actually, I truly believe that AI and automation, robotics, all of that, like I said earlier, is a gift for us because that cannot replace passion, innovation, imagination, creativity, compassion, love, the things that make us so human. Imagine if every single person was taken away from manual labor and they could put their time and energy into the things that change the world, heal the oceans, bring back the environment, reach out to people to make sure that everyone is fed and everyone reaches their absolute potential. What a world we would be if we weren't trapped in that repetitive mode of rinse and repeat that has no value.
Tell us about your classroom training programs.
You mean my Drive Your Destiny? Yeah, I would love to talk about that. We do not send people out into the world in a car and say, good luck, figure it out, learn as you go. But yet we have been sending people out into the world knowing how to get a job, knowing how to fulfill a requirement of society, but having no clue as to how our body works, how the biochemistry of hormones and stress all work within our body, how our central nervous system works. And so it's like not knowing how to drive our own car. And so that's why I've created the course calling it Drive Your Destiny, so that we learn how to drive our vehicle. And we have energy in the effect of emotions and our vibrations and the world around us that are our GPS. And we have universal laws that are like the street laws out in the world. If everyone was coming up to a stoplight and deciding what they thought was the right thing to do, it would be chaos. And that's the same thing as moving about in our world without understanding the laws of relativity, the laws of polarity, the laws of compensation. These are laws that give us our power and allow us to know what these challenges are that we're facing and how to actually use them to our best ability rather than feeling beaten up by the winds.
You know, we mentioned executive communication as well. Maybe you can define that for us. What is that actually, Kathy? How do you define it?
Well, executive communication, I would say, has to do with going from our prefrontal cortex. there's three different parts of our brain. There is the reptilian part of our brain that is designed only for safety, and then the emotional part of our brain that is connecting everything to our programs, our rinse and repeat, our autopilot. And if we can get past those two thirds, now we're in the prefrontal cortex of our brain where we have the ability to think with logic and be creative and innovative. And we're not dealing from a place of reactive. We become proactive. We become visionaries. And so when we're communicating from that place, the best part of what is human instead of just survival, now we're making magic. Now we're bringing the human experience to what it's supposed to be. And that's where communication is so important in our human experience. There's really no other species that communicates the way we do, and we have to do it from our best self.
That's incredible, the work that you do. You know, I think all of this is extraordinary. It is essential to change your belief system to achieve what you dream of, right? Why is that so important?
Well, as I said, we are 95% on automatic pilot. If we don't consciously take a look at how our brains were programmed, which were done from our childhood, that we're dealing with old programs, old belief systems that are not necessarily empowering us to who we are today. And when we realize how our brains are wired and how we have been programmed, and we can take a look at our results, and if we're not getting the results that we want, if we're not living our truest self where we feel alive every moment instead of walking around like dead zombies, we must go in and reprogram and choose deliberately what our beliefs are, what our values are, what our mission and our purpose and what our boundaries are. We have the ability to make those conscious choices just like we do when we're building a business.
That's so important. It really, really is, you know, on so many different levels. It's extraordinary. And the fact that you became an empowerment coach after being sick for almost 30 years and you went through all the major stresses like divorce and career change, and it impacted your lymphatic system, like you said, and the fact that you even rose up yourself to do this extraordinary work, I think is amazing. What are some other things that you learned from going through all that in your own personal rising up?
Well, I learned that I was part of the masses. Like I said, 90% of disease comes from stress and inflammation. My fibromyalgia was unprocessed trauma and stress that I was pushing down, and I was saying, I'll deal with you later, and later never came, and my body got sicker. Mm. We have 76% of adults are living with extreme stress. Over 1 million Americans call in sick every day because of anxiety and depression and burnout. Our medical system is not designed for healing and health. There's no profit there. So my main lesson that I learned was true healing is an inside job, and we have everything we've ever needed. We just need to know how to access it.
To tap into it, exactly. You mentioned that you put your knowledge into the business known as Rise Up Coaching. I think it's a perfect name. Maybe you can, for our listeners, share some of the actual services that you offer. And then also, when somebody is going to be working with you for the first time, how does that work? Do you do an initial assessment? Take us through that process and tell us about the services.
Absolutely. So you've asked me two questions. I'll start with how we start. We start with a conversation. If I am not the right person in alignment for a client, I won't take them on because I believe the integrity of coaching is so critical to who we are that I will not take on a client just for a transactional. It must be transformational. And so we need to be able to connect to our true intimate self. We need to know ourselves. And that process is it's a sanctity. It's holy. It's powerful. And allowing ourselves to know who we are, our body, our mind, our spirit, and getting in touch with our true alignment. Do you know that we can cut the ties of our trauma and our disempowering thoughts without being re-traumatized and repeating it over and over again? We can just cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, one of the other things that I think is really important is creating our own identity, getting in touch with our purpose, becoming more important than profit, having fun, enjoying who we are, and then bringing our unique gifts to the world. The world has been waiting so long.
The book, and again, congratulations on that, the new release of Unlearn the Crap About Personal Success and Empowerment, Shattering the Illusion of What It Takes to Become the Real You. Is that available through your website or Amazon? How could people get a copy of the book, Kathy?
Well, it is absolutely available on my website, but it'll be led to Amazon. So it is available in every country, and I've priced it at $22.22 on purpose because of my alignment with the power of numbers and how all of that works. So, yes, that would be the best place.
Before we go, you note that the body is a quantum energy field. Maybe you can explain metaphysics a little bit for us and why so many people think it's all just a bunch of quote-unquote hoo-ha, which of course it isn't.
No, it's not hoo-ha, it's not woo-woo. I do believe we've been given that information because we are so empowered when we understand that we are a part of everything. At the root of everything is energy. And I learned this many years ago when I was first taking my daughter on a school trip to a nuclear plant. And the first thing I was told was that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred or transmuted. And that's what we're part of. We're lucky now that science and biology and neuroscience are all catching up to the truth of what is out there and that we are honoring the fact that we cannot be disconnected from it. We are made of the same things as our satellites, our cell phones, our MRI machines. We are part of that physics. We are in that integrated system. And so understanding that woo-woo, hoo-ha, whatever you want to call it, is just another way of staying disempowered. I think once you know that information, you can't unknow it. And now we have to take personal responsibility.
Are you working with people? I know I mentioned class and training programs, but they're not really like that. Are you working with people one-on-one individually? Are you working with groups? Are you working with organizations, companies? And are you doing it in person? Are you doing it over streaming and Zoom and things of that nature these days?
Well, the simple answer is yes.
So all of it.
I believe all of it. The human adult brain learns in so many different ways. And so I've structured Drive Your Destiny that it has the element of being able to be self-controlled and going through different modules the way you do. There's video, there's written words, there's exercises, there's group connections, there's energy healing. It is holistic the way we are. And when I say holistic, I spell it with a W.
Right. Whole. Yeah, encompassing the whole mind, body, and spirit. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You obviously love what you do, and it's something that burns and yearns inside of you, and you have risen up to take on the challenge, having dealt with your own things that happen in life, and you've certainly had enough of your own to be so relatable to your clients, which I think is amazing. It's why you're such a respected author, speaker, and coach, and this was a terrific conversation, truly, and thanks for being so open and real and authentic and relatable, and I encourage folks to go to the website. Now, the website is riseupcoaching.io, right, Kathy?
That is correct, as well as unlearnthecrap.com.
All right, unlearnthecrap.com. Probably between the two, the latter is the one people are going to remember the most because of the uniqueness of that one. This was a pleasure, Kathy. Thank you again, and hopefully we'll chat some more, maybe hear success stories. That would be a pleasure. But I appreciate the time. We actually gave a little extra bonus time, a little extra here, which was kind of nice for you. Everything all recorded in full, so you can share this link. And I encourage listeners, to do that as well. And hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Kathy. It was a real pleasure.
It was a total pleasure for me. Thank you so much for the opportunity of sharing my mission.
You are very, very welcome. And it's a beautiful mission you're on. Kathy Baldwin of Rise Up Coaching with us here on Close Up Radio. We appreciate her and we appreciate you for listening all around the world. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Until next time, stay tuned. I'll be back in about 25 minutes with another incredible guest as well from around the world here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, be well, take care, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.